only.
All right, good afternoon, good day, good evening, good morning. Welcome on. It's the afternoon. Where's my name? JP's over there.
How are you?
I'm all right. How are you?
This is the sound of a man having a nervous breakdown.
No, it's fine.
Oh, is it okay?
I accidentally shut down the radio station.
Yeah, that's not a big deal at all.
No, I've decided. We're gonna brand it. We're gonna pivot. We're gonna rebrand that.
Oh,
that F up.
We're gonna take ownership, are we?
We're gonna own it.
Right.
I'm gonna say it was a moment for some self care and some mindfulness.
Okay, so a bit like the Angelus.
It is kind of. It's a moment for reflection, even if you're not particularly religious. Whenever I make a mistake like that and I shut down the radio station accidentally. I want you to say, I don't want you to panic, right. Ireland.
Yeah.
I don't want you to panic. I want you to take it as a sign from Ray that you need a moment to just look after yourself. Just take a moment.
Self-care, Ray.
Do you know what?
Yeah.
It's important to just take a moment in your day. And while I'm here in a flap wondering what went wrong, I want you on the other end of the wireless to just breathe slowly in through your nose. I don't want you looking at the radio going, oh, what's happening here? Oh, what's he doing? He's messed up. I don't want you doing that.
No.
I want you to slowly breathe in through your nose and then hold it for a moment and then out through the mouth.
I feel better now, actually.
I want you to do that the next time I shut down the radio station due to my amateurism. Is that even a word, amateurism?
Sure, why not?
I've just created amateurism. I'm such an amateur, I've created amateurism. What's this? This is the Miss World. I think it's the Miss World. This has been in the rounds for a few days, actually. I saw it a few days ago. Somebody sent it to me last night on my Insta. Have you seen the Miss World contestants shouting their country names?
No.
Right. Well, you're going to enjoy this then, because this is great crack. We'll start with, it's Ecuador. Ready?
Okay.
So she sounds Ecuador!
Ecuador!
Ecuador! Okay. There's Ecuador, and then sticking with the E's, we've got Egypt.
Egypt!
Love it. Yeah, you're some Egypt, shutting down the radio station at 2 o'clock. Then we've got El Salvador.
El Salvador!
I like it.
Then we've got Finland. Finland is quite optimistic and ambitious.
Finland!
And then we round it off with France.
Okay.
We're into the F's with France.
The nerves got the better of her.
When you put them all together, listen out for France at the end.
Ecuador! Egypt! El Salvador! Finland!
From Amy Winehouse, let's do a rehabs. Today I'm playing the music you love. Adding it up to hello there. My name. There's JP. Arlo Armand's in the house.
We're feeling nice.
We all feeling nice today.
Yeah.
Oh. Check your phones. What day is it today now? Oh, jeez. That went straight in there, didn't it? Went straight in there.
Accidentally perfect timing, Rick.
It was also over. Wasn't it? Check your phone there. What day is it today?
It's Wednesday.
Is it Wednesday already?
It's Wednesday.
Oh. Happy hump day, Ireland. We've made it. Now it's practically the weekend. Flowing off the All Hallelujahs, though, aren't they? We're going out tonight.
We are indeed.
We're going out tonight.
Where are you going?
Oh, we're going out tonight.
Sorry, where are we going?
We're going out tonight.
Sorry, it's a boys' night. Sorry,
it's a boys' night.
Sorry,
it's a man. It's man's night. Ho, 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 ho.
It's fine, I'm busy anyway.
We'll drink beer out of cans. And
we'll talk about power tools.
A power. Oh. See that chainsaw. And we'll talk about the sports.
Sports. And we'll objectify women. It's
objectifying women.
It's a boys' night. It's a boys' night out. You know yourself.
So where are we going?
It's a boys' night, Orla. I tell you what. Okay, you can come.
Mm-hmm.
You can come if you can grunt, if you can male grunt like we can. Go on, JP.
I am not falling for that again.
Are you recording, Rick?
Come on, Orla. Come on. If you can grunt, you can come with us.
I'm busy tonight, sorry.
Okay. Tonight, we are going to see John Mulaney.
Oh, me too.
Are you joking me?
No, I'm actually going.
Tonight?
Tonight.
Oh, forget, I'm not going. Are you actually going tonight?
Yeah.
Yeah, we're going to John Mulaney tonight.
Oh, I can't wait.
Is he in the Olympics?
Yeah.
It is.
JP organised the tickets. And John Mulaney, very funny American comedian. He's on stage in the... By the way, the Olympia is the perfect spot for him. Have you watched his special? Was he in Radio City Music Hall before? Yep. His kind of old school sort of... he is very much sort of an old school stand-up comedian. Like reminiscent of, I don't know, old school Vegas maybe, or kind of...
And he wears a suit.
Very natty, very well turned out, yeah. And he has a microphone with a cable on it. I know that sounds... Don't all stand-up comedians have that. But he has a very kind of a stylish way of using it. Old school, sort of vintage. And he's going to be on stage in the Olympia Theatre tonight. If you haven't seen him, look him up, John Mulaney.
He's there tomorrow night as well, isn't he?
He's tonight and tomorrow night, yeah. I would have thought he'd be in like the Three Arena or something. I was surprised to see he was in the Olympia. And the Olympia's going to sit him down to the ground because it's got that beautiful old school look. Got the elevated seats all the way up to the gods, as they call it. Oh, it's going to be fun. I'm so looking forward to it. If you haven't seen any of his stuff, you can watch his specials on Netflix. He's got...
Gorgeous.
Yeah, and the Radio City Music Hall. And he's got... have you watched the Sack Lunch Bunch?
Yes.
Have you not watched this, JP?
The Sacked Lunch
Bunch.
The Sack Lunch. I think it's called the Sack Lunch.
Yeah, John Mulaney and the Sack Lunch Bunch.
Yeah. Have you not watched this?
No, it sounds like a cartoon series.
It's a parody of Sesame Street.
It's a variety show, kind of, with children.
Oh my God, it's so funny. Because all the kids in it talk like adults. And it's kind of just taking the mickey out of the whole format of Sesame Street. And oh my God, it's so... We can't play any of it. Because it's unplayable. At daytime, you're picking up your kids. Go, definitely worth checking out if you haven't watched that on Netflix. And actually, if you're looking him up, look at his photograph. Go on, look him up there. Go on, JP, go get him. Get a photograph of John Mulaney, okay? Right.
One L or two L's?
One L,
okay.
Mulaney, we'd say, by the way. He must have Irish links.
Yeah, he's a good looking dude.
And we'd say Mulaney, right? Now, on the next tab, open up a photograph of Henry Kelly.
I don't even need to
open up a tab of Henry Kelly on the an image of Henry Kelly on and then open up a third tab and get a photograph of Ryan Tuberty.
I swear
the three of them could be related. Since he's in town, is there any chance we can get Henry Kelly and Ryan Tuberty and put them all on the Late Late Show this Friday? It would be amazing. It'd be like the meeting of universes. Right, we'll do a roll call after the amazing Basement Jacks on Today FM. Why you started some flowers? Today FM playing the music you love. Hello there, Ray Foley in the afternoon. And it's what's Yonder Phone Free? What's that mean?
Yonder Phone Free is a company that means... They produce pouches that you lock up your phone in if you're at a gig so you can't access it.
That's what your man's doing tonight, John Mulaney, at the stand-up comedy show. A Yonder phone-free event, they tell you. There's no visibility of the phone's screen, so you can't monitor to see if someone important is trying to get through. It can, however, still ring or vibrate, leading to awkward decisions from audience members who must decide whether they want to leave their phones on full audio, including alerts in case of emergency. Can we not do it at our phones for 2 hours? It's an interesting thing, but he doesn't want anyone videoing the set, I suppose, or taking videos of his jokes and then sharing them on the internet. So you put your phone in a pouch and then you take it out of the pouch once you're out of the venue again. Interesting. I'd be interested to see how it works. Also, if you're within proximity of the stage, the technology is such that the pouch is locked.
Oh, wow.
And then it auto-unlocks when you leave the area. And then you move back out towards the doors again.
That is clever.
It's going to be cool, isn't it? I was going to say I'd take a video of it on my phone, but sure I can't. It's going to be in the
first. Ray Foley.
Just so I can share with you. All right, stick around. We're going rowing in a boat.
Yeah.
We'll do that in a couple of minutes. We've got Kygo and Whitney Houston on the way next. Question, JP.
Yeah.
What's the fastest time you've ever rowed the Atlantic in?
yeah, it'd take me a while already.
What's your best time? I know you've done it a few times. Have you ever timed it, though?
No, I forgot to.
Have you ever run a stopwatch while you're rowing the Atlantic? Who was it we were speaking to a couple of months ago? He rowed it on his own.
The rugby player, Damien Brown.
Yeah. Damien, yeah. He was amazing. Galway man. And he rowed from New York over to Ireland. These lads went. They rowed over to Antigua, There's a couple of teams. 33 days, 12 hours and 39 minutes. But they weren't on their own, like. They were a part of it. Let me call my Rowan guys.
Rowan guy, okay. Another Rowan guy.
This is my second Rowan guy.
Okay.
This is Eugene.
Right.
I think he's in Antigua.
Right.
It's ringing.
That is an Antigua ringtone.
Oh, is it? Yeah, identified it pretty quickly there.
Yeah. Hello.
Hello, Eugene.
Yeah, speaking.
Ray Foley calling from Today FM. How are you, sir?
Hi, Ray. How are you keeping? I'm not too bad at all.
Good. You were on the boat. Did you get in yesterday, was it?
Yeah, yesterday morning. Yeah, yesterday morning we got in.
After how long were you in the sea?
We were 35 days at sea, so we got in yesterday morning at just at daylight.
35 days,
yeah. And then the second boat, our sister boat, I suppose, was in 33 days. So we had a team of nine of us, and we were split over two boats. So quite a big challenge.
How many of you were on your boat?
There was four on our boat, and there was five on the other boat. So it was a four-person team and a five-person team. And we were taking part in the Talisker Atlantic Whiskey Challenge, which is like an international race. They call it the toughest rowing race in the world. So that's what we're part of. There's 43 boats in the fleet, and we all finished in the top 10. And the five-person boat actually set a world record for the fastest ever crossing of a five-person boat.
Whoa, fair play.
Yeah, but hang on a second. They had an extra man.
That's cheating.
They did it with four.
yeah. So there's five of them, and in fairness, they came in 33 days, and they bet the old record by one day. So it's quite an achievement, and they're all really, really excited. Uh-huh. So the pressure is on for us to come in the four-person boat to get in time, So,
How are you feeling? I'd say you're wrecked now. You're on a massive come down after a month of it.
Yeah, we all feel actually quite good, surprising enough, and I think we put that down to our coach. We had a guy called John Belton, who was our strength and conditioning coach, and he put us through our paces for the last 18 months, 2 years, and really, it really, really stood to us. We were all actually not too bad. A little bit stiff, backs are a little bit sore, hands are sore, and our feet are sore and that, but overall, we're actually feeling quite good. Yeah. It's nice to get a rest, though, I'll tell you. Nice to be able to stretch out and lie down in bed, because we're working a kind of a difficult shift pattern on the boat. We're rowing for about 2 hours, and then we take a two-hour break. And we literally keep that going for 24 hours to keep the boat moving at all times. So the boat never actually stops moving.
You're going all the time.
And there's always someone working, yeah. And those 2 hours off, it's always, you're trying to get food in, you're trying to get your rest, you're trying to attend to, blisters and sores in your hands, and, you're eating 6,000 calories a day, so you're trying to get through the food as well. So it's
don't you?
Well, I was going to say, Eugene, I was in the gym 2 days ago, and I hurt my back picking up a dumbbell.
We've all been there.
We've all got our war stories, Eugene.
Yeah, it happens.
So tell us, Antigua then. I'd say it's horrible there, is it?
yeah. The last 24 hours have been horrible here, yeah. The sun is out and it's lovely weather.
Oh, I hate that.
It's really nice.
What's the temperature?
Temperature's about, I'd say it's about just under 30 degrees at the moment.
Too hot.
No,
I mean, there's hot and there's hot.
Come here, Eugene.
Yeah.
I have a question. So you're on the boat for a month, and it's knocking around the place, it's sloshing to the left, to the right, backwards, forwards. When you get off the boat onto flat, level ground, what is that transition like? Are you kind of dizzy?
Yeah, so I think they call it land sickness, but basically it's like I suppose it's like a Saturday night, I suppose, in one regard, about 3 o'clock in the morning.
Yeah.
We're all kind of stumbling around the place like we're full of beer. But you do get a bit wobbly when you come off the boat. And you're staggering kind of around a little bit. Your legs don't really work because you haven't really walked at all. You've kind of climbed across the boat into different seating positions and climbed out of your cabin, but bar that, you haven't really walked. So in a way, you're kind of using muscles that you haven't used for over a month. So like the likes of your calf muscles and different muscles and your body do waste away. So it'll take a little bit of time to build back up.
Where are you from?
I'm from just outside Dundalk, but the team is made up of people from all over the country.
Okay. There's
people from Dundalk, Dublin, Wicklow, strong contingent from Wicklow, and actually I think all the five-person team are all from Wicklow. So, there's a good spread. One of the lads is working in the UK and the other one is out in Texas. So we're kind of from all over. We've been going about 2 years at this, so it's it's pulling it all together now.
When you said you were training for the last couple of years, all right, do you work? What, do you have a job?
Yeah.
You're putting all this work into this as well. Where do you find time to work? And take the time off work then, obviously, to row the Atlantic.
Yeah, well, that's it. The last 2 years, I suppose it's been peaks and troughs in terms of how much time it's taken. Uh-huh. But the gym work is one part of it, but the campaign itself is a huge amount of time. There's logistics behind it and getting two boats and getting all the gear and equipment and safety equipment. Then you have to do a number of courses like first aid at sea and sea survival and different things before you can actually start the race. So there's quite a lot to do behind the scenes before even getting going. And all of that means that you're well prepared. And I think that's what kind of stood to us in the end. Like I said, out of 43 boats, you know, we got the five-person team setting world record and the four-person team coming in the top 10. And I think it was that because of that preparedness that's what really stood to us.
You were raising money for the RNLI and the Laura Lynn Foundation while you were doing it. This is an absolutely incredible achievement. When are you coming home?
So the charities, they're really two important charities for us, and we've been pushing hard to try and drum up a bit of support with those as well. And it has improved over the last while in terms of the income for that. So we're always pushing that, and that's rowhardtogohome.com, our social media, our Facebook pages. If people would like to support us, that'd be brilliant.
Row hard or go home. And you're back, and then you have to row back then as well, do you?
we didn't pay for the shipping yet, so we have to row the boat back. We're looking for someone to row back. But we're hoping we'll probably be here till the weekend or so. And then try and enjoy yourselves.
I know it's tough in Antigua, I'd say, with degrees coming up around 30 degrees, but you've earned it. Listen, Eugene Moen.
Good luck. Panda Town.
Cheers, Eugene. Congratulations.
Thanks a million, man.
Much obliged. Thanks for talking this afternoon. Yeah, now that you mentioned it, my back is still a little bit twingy, actually.
Now that I mention this.
Yeah, the next time you're having a whinge, think about that. We're on the Atlantic in a month. Right, stick around, I'll play Pink for you next.
It's a perennial question, really, isn't it? Are we human or are we dancer? Today FM, the killers in human.
Good afternoon. That's radio. Hi, I'm Ray Foley, there's JP.
How are you doing?
Doing some radio this afternoon.
Hi.
Lots of love for the boys, the rowers. There was a team of nine of them was 5-1, ball 4 on the other. They rode over from the Canary Islands over to Antigua. Do you know, did I not realise you can fly? If you really want to go to Antigua, hop on skyscanner.ie is a good website for flights.
And if you book well in advance, you will get some good deals at a lower price.
I mean, if you book like late November around Black Friday, you probably could have gotten some good flights there, lads. Rather than spending a month rowing, these Irish rowers doing incredible work. Lads, second-hand tiredness in full effect listening to Eugene there. Go on, the lads from past. They were raising cash for the RNLI and the Laura Lynn Foundation, both amazing charities. You can support them, Row Hard or Go Home. Do a search for them, or Row Hard or Go Home. Is it .com? I think it was .com, they said their website.
So, yeah.
Look, just do a Google, Row Hard or Go Home, and give a contribution if you can, particularly for Laura Lynn or the RNLI. What else have I got for you? Irish Twitter in... This is actually... Wasn't Eugene from Dundalk?
He was, yeah.
The town... On the turn. That's my Dundalk accent, isn't it?
It's close. Yeah.
On the turn. Where would be a cool nightclub or a cool hotspot in Dundalk?
Well, you'd have Ridley's.
Right.
Back in the day, you'd have the Fairways, or you'd have Lacey's. Lacey's was a bit more upmarket, all right. Sounds like a strip club, but it was.
I have been to Dundalk.
Yeah.
I've been in the. Is the Spirit Store?
Correct.
Yeah, I've been
which
there.
Is a great spot.
Nice. Been to Dundalk. And there's something as you're coming down from driving from Belfast past Dundalk without stopping in.
I don't know why you do that, but anyway, let's go with your idea.
Why would you ever drive past Dundalk? Craziness. It looks like, I think it's probably the car park of the college, but it looks at night, it's all lit up. It looks amazing. Come to Dundalk for the lighting in the car park. Dundalk doesn't exist, though, apparently.
Sorry?
Irish Twitter has been left in stitches after one Goodreads user named Mike referred to Dundalk as a fictional town. This is in the...
The neck!
Let me go and get your neck.
Oh, the neck!
There are you.
My apologies to anyone in Dundalk list. If that is indeed your real name, Dundalk. You know Goodreads, the website where you can review books. The existence of Dundalk, with its over 30,000 inhabitants, JP used to be one of them.
I was.
Was called into question by the bookworm Mike after he read Iron Annie, the debut novel from Irish author Luke Cassidy. The book follows Aoife and the titular character Annie as they attempt to navigate a criminal underworld, with the novel receiving a resounding response since its release. While he may not have enjoyed the book, Mike's review is causing havoc on Irish Twitter, with many loving the implication that Dundalk does not exist. He calls it Dundalk, comma, a fictional Irish town.
Shut your face.
It's got nearly 250,000 views on Twitter. 2,500 likes, people retweeting it all over the shop. Does Dundalk actually... I know Drogheda exists.
Right.
And I'm well aware of the existence of Newry. Mm. But I'm afraid I can't attest to the validity of the existence of Dundalk.
Well, I last spoke to my dad on the phone on Monday, but since then, who knows what's happened?
It's ringing. I'm calling Dundalk. Is this the tourist office in Dundalk?
It should be, yeah.
Let me call my Dundalk guy.
If there's no answer, that's a worrying sign.
Well, that's
sign.
Inside that, you know what? That's every indication. They've taken Dundalk. Wiping Dundalk off the map. They're saying it's a fictional town. Am I ringing? Hello? No, there's no joy there.
I mean, this is like we say, worrying.
It is incredibly worrying.
Oh my God, what's happened?
You should call your dad.
We can call my dad if you want.
No, it's not working. Hang on, I'll try another one. That's very disappointing. That the tourist office...
Yeah.
In fairness... I'm not saying anything.
As a classic Dundalk, welcome there for you, Ray. By the way, somebody just correcting you, the very fancy car park that you refer to, called it a car park, Ray. That, of course, is Dundalk Racecourse.
Is it?
Which is a fine all-weather facility.
I've said to you on a number of occasions, I've driven past there and it looks incredible. So it was a racecourse.
Yeah, it's nice.
You can't park your car in a racecourse, though.
No.
Where's this now?
Hugh Gritch, Agus Fáilte Thig, Institute Technoleachta Gundalgan.
All right.
Con Lista Ascailge a Oil, Rua Shea. Hello and welcome to Dundalk Institute of Technology.
Hugh Gritch.
Please select one of the following options.
All right.
If you know the name or the number of the person you want to contact, press 1.
Press 1.
For admissions, CAO, examinations, fees, grants and all other student inquiries, press 2.
Press 2.
For all schools and departments, press 3.
3.
For institute administration, including the president's office, human resources, accounts and IT, press 4.
I'll press 4.
For the regional development centre and the estates department.
I'm calling the president.
For the president's office, press 1.
No.
For HR, press 2. For accounts payable and receivable, press 3.
Right.
And for IT, press 4.
There wasn't an administration, was there?
No.
Well, I call accounts?
Do, yeah. They'll answer.
You are being transferred to 8871.
That's not a Dundalk accent.
No.
It's ringing. Nobody answers the phone to the dog.
Really concerning.
Is there no place I can ring in Dundalk that's going to answer?
Has Dundalk been nuked?
Give me another number. God, this is killing me.
Right, hang on. I'll just shout it out to you.
Okay. I'm hanging up on them now.
We got to get to the bottom of this.
Right.
042.
It's going on all day now. 042. Okay. I'm trying one more then. Who's this I'm ringing?
McDonald's.
McDonald's in the dark.
There's a drive-through, by the way. You should visit it sometime.
A drive-through. Drive-through to drive McDonald's in the dark. It's ringing. Hello?
Hello, McDonald's
Dundalk. Is that Dundalk? Hello? They're gone. The minute I tried to verify their existence, actually, they got rid of the McDonald's and the Dundalk as well. I think, do you know what? She answers with Dundalk, so okay. I think we're clear. Do you know what?
What?
You better hope nobody in Dundalk is on the cash machine. Just know the feckers are going to answer the phone. Doja Cat and Say So. This is Today FM, playing the music you love. Here's Doja Cat, come here. Come here, that's it. Who's a dodgy cat? Who's a good cat? Come here. Do you want to pet her? Do you want to pet dodgy cat?
Yeah. Oh, she's so cute.
Call her over.
Dodgy cat.
never fails. Today, FM, we play the music you love. Good day. This Dundalk thing is... Do you know what? I thought it was going to be. I thought it was going to be like, just call the number.
Mm.
Are you there?
That's how phones work, right? You know?
Call the number. Nobody in the Dundalk ringing. We're blacklisted by Dundalk.
The Crown Plaza Hotel, Dundalk.
Who's this? The Crown Plaza
Crown
Hotel.
Plaza.
The Crown.
Hello. Press 1 for reservation.
Hello. Is that the Crown Plaza Dundalk in the town? The Crown. Is it got the picture of Hugh Cullen
in the side? Cullen's on the side of it.
He's up one there on the side of it in the town.
Thank you for calling the Crown Plaza Hotel, Dundalk. Please choose from the following options.
Okay, here we go again.
Press 1 for reservations.
Yeah.
Press 2 for meetings and events. Mm. Press 3 for sales.
Yeah.
Press 4 for accounts. Press 5 for the restaurant. Or press 6 for reception.
Call. Press 6 for reception there. Hang on. It's ringing.
Thank you for calling Crown Plaza. Keith speaking. How can I help you?
Hello, is that Dundalk?
It is, yeah.
Hello, Today FM calling. We just wanted to check you're there. We read on the internet, right? That Dundalk is a fictional town, that it doesn't exist. But you are there.
Yes.
Great news. Great to hear.
Thank
that's,
you.
That's
confirmation,
huge,
right? Confirmation.
That's a huge relief to us. Listen, thank you so much for taking our call.
No problem.
All the best. Have a lovely day.
You too. Bye.
Bye.
Ray Foley.
That's a huge relief. I'm delighted. We can move on with the show now. Thank God, says you. I do this for a living.
Yeah, and you do it so well.
Stick around, we're making that cash machine call in a couple of minutes, and we play Lewis Capaldi next. Today FM, we play the music you love.
Today FM.
Cash Machine. That's right. Over 50 grand on the cash machine this afternoon. Yeah, I know. We're very excited, you know. You got your text in since Friday evening. We could be calling you now. Look at your phone. Look at your phone. We could be calling you now. Answer within 5 rings. Tell us the exact amount and it's all yours. We've been rolling over for days. We're dying for a winner. Barry's making that call. Let's go. Thanks, Ray.
You're welcome, love.
One ring. Two rings. Three rings. Four rings.
I can understand not answering the phone on a Monday, maybe even on a Tuesday, but today there was no excuse whatsoever. Try explaining now how you've just missed out on €50,176.64. So, it's another rollover. If you've entered since Friday 5pm, you're already in that next game, but make sure you know the correct cash total. Listen to the last word at 5pm to hear that new cash amount, and we could be calling you.
Today FM's Cash Machine.
So strange. I was.
It must have been a Dundalk number, right?
Yeah, maybe that's it. Maybe no. Just everyone's decided we're not. I tell you what, Wednesday, no one answered the phone. That's just what we're doing. We're not answering the phone anymore. No, maybe it was because of our Dundalk trials and tribulations and not being able to get an answer or whatever. That I was like, oh, we've got a winner. And particularly when it gets to big numbers, it just goes. I was convinced we'd a winner today.
It goes a little like this.
We roll over again. We're creeping towards 70 grand, I'd say, lads. Find out the total with Matt after 4:30 today, FM. Stop, I'm crying. Creep and Perfect today, FM. Playing the music you love. Ireland, good afternoon. It's Wednesday. Ray Foley on. And I got prizes. You like prizes?
Yeah.
I got prizes. So this is all with thanks to the club football and hurling finals on the 22nd of January. Just a few days away now. You can get tickets on the GAA's website, gaa.ie/tickets. When it's club, it lives forever. When it's club, it lives forever. The GAA, when it's club, it lives forever. I tell you, I should. Mm. I've got one of those voices.
Yeah.
So every day this week, we've got a GAA Go 2023 season pass. You can watch the games live or on demand. during the 2023 GAA Championship, and a €250 O'Neill's voucher, and an end of week prize of a mural at your local GAA clubhouse or the clubhouse you're involved in. We're looking for your club's GAA legend. So the person in the club who keeps things ticking over, who cares more about you and your lot than them and they themselves and their lot.
They never go anywhere without a can of Deep Heat. They'll spray it on you even if you don't need it. They're rubbing down your calves.
It's all for the love of the game and the love of the club. Who is the legend in your club? We need you to nominate them. The prize is for them. Yeah. 0874 100 102 if you're texting or WhatsApping. Yeah. And in your message, tell us about them. Uh-huh. How amazing they are, why they deserve it. 0874 100 102. We'll try and get a winner in the next few minutes. This is Blue on Today FM. All dressed up, you're good. Ed Sheeran and Celestial, you're on Today FM. We play the music you love. Loving it, loving it, loving it. We're loving it like this. We're loving it, loving it, loving it. We're loving it like that. Do you really like it? Is it wicked? We're loving it, loving it, loving it.
It would be putting it
strong. Probably stretching. Yeah. Tell you what, you might be loving €250 O'Neill's voucher, a GAA Go 2023 season pass, and with an end of week prize of a mural painted by the artist Headcase at your GAA clubhouse. It's all with thanks to the GAA, and the club football and hurling finals are on the 22nd of January. Tickets on their website at gaa.ie/tickets. When it's club, it lives forever. Could you just let me do it on my own? Because every time I do it, you start...
Why do you want all the glory?
Because
I thought maybe that a backing vocal would help.
I'm thinking if the GAA people are listening,
yeah,
they might go, "Jesus, that Foley, he's got the perfect voice for it. We get him for a campaign."
Okay. So you just want to line your pockets then, is that it?
When it's club, it lives
forever.
No, what? Again, like, just...
What?
So we just get one clean one of me on my own. Just for the tape.
Okay.
When it's club.
You go whatever you want, Ray.
When it's club.
Yeah.
No, just when it's club, it lives forever.
Well done, you nailed it. Like,
there's nothing happening there.
I can try again if you like.
I do, please, yeah.
You don't mind waiting?
No, it's fine.
Nothing's happening there, JP.
Great.
I'll try and line one, will I?
Please do.
No, I'm hearing a kind of a beep noise. Are you getting that beep noise?
I know, I heard the beep noise.
Now, this is the number you gave me.
And it's the number I've been given.
Hang on.
Let me try another.
It's the wrong number.
How is it the wrong number?
It's not the number that's on your screen, it's a different number. 1 second. This is good, isn't it? You try this one then.
Top notch.
It's ringing.
Oh, thank God.
Hello.
Hello, is that Barbara?
Yes, speaking.
Hello, Barbara. My name's Ray Foley. I'm calling from Today FM, the radio station.
Oh, hi, Ray. How are you doing?
I'm good. How are you doing?
Not too bad at all, thanks, Ray.
You're in Roscommon, are you?
I'm based in a little place called Gortagani, yes. County Roscommon.
Right, and what's the name of your GAA club?
Michael Glavy's GAA club.
Okay, and you're not into it at all, you're not. You've no involvement, you want no
very
part
hands
of
off,
it.
Yeah.
You want no part of it.
it's in my lifeblood. It's 24/7, Ray, but however, it's good to do.
I got a text message from Bernie, who texted. Do you know a Bernie in the club?
I do, yeah.
Bernie texted us, and she says she wants to nominate you for the legend of Michael Glavy's GAA club.
Oh, my God.
Here's what she says. She says, not only is she our chairperson, she runs the social media accounts, acts as first aid for our senior men's and women's teams and a number of the underage teams. She headed the development committee that oversaw a full revamp of the clubhouse during the past stressful couple of years. She has her high-vis vest on most match days on duty in the car park. And she does the scoreboard too. What a legend! does that description fit? Is that you, madam?
Oh, it is indeed, Ray. Yeah.
I tell you, that takes some commitment. You've got no time for yourself between all the back and forth and the here and there with the club.
I'm fortunate. I have a very good husband who takes all the slack,
right.
And good family members. But I'm lucky. I have a good bunch. There's a lot of volunteers. As you know, we're all volunteers. Yeah. But we've a great bunch, you know, Bernie included. I don't do it on my own, Ray. Put it that way. I'm great.
No, stop that. Barbara. Stop that. take the credit when it's going. Take it.
Thanks a million. She's very good to do that. I'm delighted.
Look, for you, I've got this GAA Go season pass. You can watch all the games live or on demand online. And we've got a €250 O'Neill's voucher for you from the GAA. And
oh, my goodness. Thank you.
There's a mural. You've got the clubhouse done up recently. Is that right? Or
We did. That's correct.
There's a mural.
We've got an end of week prize.
So we're going to put you in to win the mural by this artist, Ted Case. Some of the murals are just absolutely incredible. So we'll put you in to win that draw in the draw on Friday as well.
That'll be super, Ray, because we have a stand as well with a blank wall. We have a stand inside, but we have nothing on the outside of it. So a mural would be ideal.
Looks like we've got the blank canvas organised anyway.
A blank canvas, yeah.
There it is. Listen, madam, congratulations, fair play, and so much love for you.
Thanks so much, Ray. I'm thrilled.
You're welcome, babes. Fair play. Listen, all the best. Go on, have a lovely day.
I will. Thanks for taking our call.
Fair play. Bye. Barbara Morris, another winner. And more chances to win tomorrow, Today FM. Dermot Kennedy, One Life. This is Today FM. We're living our life, living our best life. We're going out tonight. Look out, Dublin. We're going to be home in bed by 10:45.
Are we?
No, I tell you, we say this every time. We're just going to take it easy. We always have this agreement. We're going to take it easy. We're going to be good boys. It's midweek. If it was a Friday or Saturday night, it'd be a different story. We're going to be good boys and girls. We're going to take it nice and easy. We're going to go for a bite to eat. We're going to do a comedy gig in the Olympia tonight to see John Mulaney. We're going to be good boys and girls. Jason's over there. Jason. Hello, love.
Ray, JP, you're on dangerous ground there.
Why?
Anytime where you say, jeez, you better be careful now. Are the biggest sessions.
Yep. Okay.
Jesus, you better watch out there now. For a week and a half. In for a whopper. Let it show.
Hey, cheers, love. Yeah. We better be careful now.
Just take it easy.
Well, we've agreed. Right. We've agreed, Jason. We've an agreement. We have a gentleman's agreement. We're going to be good boys tonight. Turn on tomorrow and see how bad it got. So much you didn't get to do on the show today. That's what I got. We didn't get to do New Year, New Newman. New. It's not easy to say. Say that 10 times fast. New Year, New Newman. Where honey-voiced pop singer John Newman tells us he's hitting the gym and getting in shape for the new year in New Year, New Newman. And we didn't get to do Lakshini Komozi.
Yeah.
Hit it. Lakshini Komozi.
Hit it.
Where the artist behind the 1994 chart smash, Here Comes the Hot Stepper, that's Ini Komozi, tells us he's landed a residency in the seaside town of Lakshini in County Dublin in Lakshini Komozi. We'll get to do that tomorrow. Hey, who knows? I just got some great news, by the way.
Oh, yeah,
Matt Cooper is on the way next. Ray Foley.